Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Monday night Living Clean and Sober, Johnny Rags and my co-host Ken McDonald, to another Monday of hilarity and actual...
I'm a little nervous tonight, Johnny. I hate to break it to you, but, you know, I figured I would, you know, be transparent and let you...
You had to do that.
Just a little. I mean, it's, you know, look, I mean, we're surrounded with beauty and
happiness. That's right, we are.
You know, tonight we never know who's going to show up to help us.
That's right. You know, walk in and... You know, who we got over here?
Art, I mean, you know, he's a little bit late, but we needed more time anyway.
Marty's good. He's the best. So we're on
Are you nervous, John?
I'm frantically nervous.
Well, no, someone dropped that word earlier.
Oh my God!
I figured, you know,
what, nervous?
Yeah, you know, look, all we're doing is having a conversation. I mean, this is a spiritual invitation.
Absolutely.
To help people, yes. You know, save lives. That's what we do. That's why I'm alive. They ruled me out when I was 25.
Yeah.
And here I am.
That's right.
Smiling.
Bigger and better than ever.
Happy, fulfilled.
So let me get our stuff out of the way, then we can get into that. Ken's like, he's like chomping at the bit because he wasn't here. Couple weeks ago,
is he nervous? So
he misses.
I am a little nervous. Yeah.
Welcome back, my friend. You were very missed.
You know what? I was. Yeah, I know.
I went somewhere.
I went to. Was I missed? I mean, yeah, not really. You know what I mean?
No, I wouldn't say that.
No, I know that. This is a big part of my heart and my commitment to, you know, help people live. I mean, you know. We have a phone number to call. We'd like people to know. I remember how hard it was for me to dial 10 digits. I don't know if you agree or not, but how hard is it to, like,
absolutely.
Yo, can you help me?
Agree.
I don't know. I lived in this illusion that I couldn't get any help, that I was okay.
Oh, me too.
And
the phone gets
such a lie.
Heavy.
It was such a lie.
Okay. So. Starting out, you can listen at coaradio.com. Also, go on our website, www.cityofangelsnj.org. See all the neat stuff we do, family groups, all kind of stuff that we do here. And if you go on the site, you'll see the things that we offer. And, of course, we do the show.
Right.
And we have a variety of shows throughout the week.
A lot of committed people.
That's right. Coming to you live and in color. And the number
to
call.
Let's get to the meat and the potatoes, John.
Yeah, well, I got to let our listeners know.
Oh, okay.
They got to be informed.
Courtesy. How can
Come
I
on.
Forget? I know.
If you want to talk to us live, any of us or our guest or Artie even. Look at him. He's looking for something.
Artie's just waking up. So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's morning time for Artie.
Looking for an opportunity.
I know you are. And I'm trying not to give you one, but you'll find one. Trust me. Okay, 609-902-9271 to call us. Talk to us. Ask us anything you want. Put us on the spot. We love that. And I want to welcome my guests tonight. Stacy to my left. Allison in the middle. And the lovely Marie down the end there.
Lovely.
You can't see that, but that's how they're sitting. You know?
It's me.
So, leap year, leap day.
We get to stay clean one day longer this year, John.
How about that? We get an extra one.
Yeah, extra day.
Can we use it for another day or no?
Yeah. No.
Doesn't work like that.
I can't handle it anymore.
So you have all our stuff, and, you know, we're going to get into it with our guests. They're kind of... clamoring because they're all nervous. They have like this nervous
There's
anxiety.
There's that word again.
Oh my!
I know. That's not the word of the week. Forget that.
Well, no, it's not.
Forget
I have the word of the week.
I
trust
saw
you when I tell you.
So, who's going to go first?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Me? Okay.
Moe.
I'm Mo.
Hey, Mo.
Marie,
hi,
how
Mo.
Are you?
Maria.
I'm good. It's not Maria.
It's not.
No, it's Marie.
It's Marie. Marie.
Marie.
Marie. I like that.
Thanks, guys.
Welcome to the show.
No Mo. No Mo.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you.
Yes, it is a pleasure. Yes. How did you get here? I mean, come on.
We drove.
You know, let it go. Oh, so you have a car. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, you didn't take the bus and you didn't have to call cab or ask for a ride.
No,
you have a car.
Yes.
Wow, that's a gift, being able to drive. Do you have a license? Let me ask you that question.
Okay.
If you don't say it on the air.
No,
it's valid.
A valid,
I don't have it on me.
No, so you're clean, license. You're happy. Tell us about, you know, what it took. I mean, you just didn't wake up one day and say...
No.
I arrived. I mean, it was a process that, you know, we like to hear.
It was a process. I used most of my life, and I had enough 4 years ago when I went to rehab, and I came around the rooms, and I wasn't fully willing. So I went back out, and the next 3 years were like, they weren't my toughest bottoms, but it was enough spiritually to, like, break me.
So you were broken.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Nice.
So I did have enough after a sequence of events that continued to happen again and again. I gave up on trying to run my own life. And I went into a detox, and then I arrived.
She arrived. One detox and she arrived.
No, that was my third.
Oh, okay. I stopped counting 25.
Yeah, you're ahead of the game.
But still, yeah. No, I had enough. And everything's been different this time. My will is completely turned over. I don't want anything to do with the way that I used to live. And I know I can't run my own life because it only gets me pain and suffering.
Nice.
Yeah. So I have...
Yeah, that's a revelation, I'll tell you.
It is. It is. And my desire to use has been lifted, and that's the greatest blessing that I could ever ask for. Mm-hmm. I struggled with that before when I got clean. I never felt good in my own skin. I never felt okay to be anywhere without being on something. So, yeah, it's really different this time. And I jumped right in. I got a sponsor and a home group, and I started working the steps. And I'm coming up on 6 months, and I'm happy. I'm
yeah.
so happy.
God bless.
I'm happy for you.
I'm ecstatic.
I'm like, wow, that's great. You know what I mean? You know, there was a time where it would get sad in here because we would hear about the deaths that take place in Hamilton Township weekly.
Too many.
And I would say, bro, can you stop telling me that? Like, you know what I mean? Because it doesn't have to be that way. Like, you know, Johnny was talking about, there's a lot of, you know, services that you can get here, you know, and there's beginnings, and the beginning was created because you were broken, you know, and now you're just so glad that that desperation has turned into a gift, because that's what's happened.
Absolutely.
And now you just surrender to the process because you realize that no one else can run, you can't run your life.
Very true.
You need some direction. So that was sort of like a summation of what you said. And I think I hit the nail on the head.
Absolutely.
A summation.
Do you have alphabet soup at the diner or what?
Well, you might not realize that, but I think about this, what we do here, even though it's not organized and structured. But I constantly ask myself, and Johnny and I talk, like, what can we do? What can we do to better carry this message, to better be in service, to better, you know, let people listen? You know what I'm saying? Because we don't have any kind of advertising. It's all word of mouth. People that know us know that we do this. And we have a whole lot of support. But the reason is that I should have been dead, and I'm not. And I think people need to hear that. Maybe you should have, or maybe you should have, or maybe you should have, but you're not. You're here with us.
Exactly.
So, who's next? I mean, eeny, meeny, miny, Mo?
Mo already went. Now it's meeny.
Now, wait a minute. Are you nervous?
No.
No?
Who isn't nervous?
Well, look, tell us about structured living. I know a little bit about you and how important that is, and our show is based on living clean and sober.
Structured living.
Because you go to a, you hit your bottom, you have nowhere else to go. You either get locked up, right?
Mm.
Or you go to...
Too many times.
That's my story.
Well, let us hear. Let us hear what happened.
Hi, I'm Allison.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, Allison. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. You know, I've heard about this show for a very long time. I actually had the privilege of being on a show previously, and it's crazy. I was like nine months. So that was...
How much do you have now?
2 years.
Nice.
And almost 4 months.
Incredible.
Right?
Awesome.
I remember I got 2 years. I said, who does this? It was unreal. Like, I just couldn't believe that I actually had multiple years in recovery. Mm. My life, I don't know, all my nevers came true. I was that using person that didn't want to die. And I was scared I was going to. So when all the nevers came true, towards the end, I hit a rehab, first detox. It was a very bad experience because I ended up being very sick. So I was like sick for 18 days straight, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with me until they realized I had pancreatitis. I guess from all my using for over the years.
So that's not good. Using isn't good for your internal organs?
Not at all.
No, okay.
Last time I checked, no. It was a very painful experience, but they told me I was a medical liability on their property and told me I had to leave. So we know what happens once we leave a rehab and
yes,
don't
we
understand
do.
What the desire of not wanting to use anymore. All I wanted was that pain to go away. The internal pain. It wasn't so much the broken pain. It was like, I was in pain.
Right.
The pancreatitis
right.
isn't a joke.
No, I heard about God. It. I never experienced it.
I think, Johnny, you had an experience with it, with the pancreas and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the consequences of what I did to my body for so many years. You know, it's, you know, like we were talking about earlier, and we have fun because that's we're able to do that today. But like Ken mentioned, I mean, we constantly hear, we're in the trenches on the front line, mm-hmm. and we're constantly losing people.
Constantly. Mm-hmm.
And each time I see that, it breaks my heart,
yeah.
you know, because, you know, it's a lonely existence when you're using. You know,
right.
I know it was for me.
And it was for me.
So what do you think about, how did the structure help you to get going?
Structure.
Yeah. Of the you were in a recovery
well,
house, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though they kicked you out.
Structure began in a correctional facility. That's where structure began.
Oh, that'll start. It starts
yeah,
there.
So
it's not a bad place.
Where did the structure begin?
In a correctional facility.
Yeah.
Structure began.
CCF
you know,
is it called? Or?
The ballet teachers taught me some structure, and that was about it. No, I didn't like rules, and I didn't follow them. But I figured once I ended up in that facility, I said, well, I think you better start following some rules, because obviously, look, I looked around and I looked at my life and I said, oh my gosh, look where I'm at, you know, and I turned 30. My 30th birthday was incarcerated.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Not fun.
And they didn't get you a birthday cake, right?
Actually, they made me cord.
Did they have candles and all that?
Let me tell you, it was the most unforgettable birthday I will ever have, because I was in like, you know, I was in a place where I needed to be. It was crazy, or I had acceptance and had no clue of recovery. I just accepted that this is right where I need to be. If I'm not here, I'm gonna die. So,
right.
You know, I found some recovery, and then yeah, the recovery house structure, rules, curfews, you know, get a job.
Drug testing, that's a big one for
yeah.
me. That was accountable.
I'm
I mean,
like, yeah. that was like,
I can pee on the spot now.
I know, but that test was like the least of my worries. That was like the one test I always knew I could pass.
It's a good feeling, isn't it?
Oh, God. I would stare at that every time. I would just be like, can I just see it?
You know, like when you get a job. It's not the drug test you're worried about. It's the background check you're worried about.
Right. These days, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, this recovery house was probably the best thing I ever did for my recovery. So,
Met a few friends.
I met a few friends. I'm actually sitting here with a couple of them. You know, one was played a big part in my recovery, and I think I'm so grateful for that. I don't know. I just did what I was told because obviously what I was doing.
You listened?
You're kidding me. I listened.
That's great. Wow. Another miracle.
I'm not saying.
Right
and what happened because like, you listened?
I'm still here.
And she got better.
It's not easy. You know what? It's not easy. And I think in the beginning, it's a lot easier because you live in this house, you know what I mean? Live in a home with a bunch of women. And, you know, all you have to do is make sure you go to work, pay your rent, and go to meetings or whatever they offer you, you know? And once you have to move on to the real world and actually grow up and be an adult, and life shows up, and like you know, said with the deaths and just life. It's not
to mention, not to mention the bathroom lines. Well, 15 women in the house trying to get ready for work, showers, makeup, blow dry their hair. Come on, you need a ticket. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying?
That and enough would be insane. Challenging.
Yeah, exactly.
Very.
And you don't have to do that anymore.
No. I had a bad experience. I mean, not bad, but I had, like, a life-changing experience being in a recovery house, too, because...
Tell us.
Somebody that, like, was there for me from the beginning, who struggled, but, like, played a part in my recovery, and she actually lost her life in the home that I lived in. Mm. So let me tell you, if that hands-on...
I remember that.
If that hands-on isn't the end result of what this could be, then I don't know what was. Like, if I... That right there was in front of my face. Like, Allison, if you don't stop, that could be you. And I didn't want that to be me, you know? And some people took it one way, and I took it another, where I'm going to keep trucking, I'm going to keep going. And I still, you know, I pray to her. I still, you know, she's one of those people looking out for me. I still, you know, I still talk to her, but she had a big part in that recovery. But that was a tragic, tragic experience. But I don't know. It's just life.
Well, no, that's good. I mean, and that has a lot to do. I mean, Johnny and I, and it's sort of like, I'm not going to use the word secret, but a lot of people don't know, but we're our next, I guess, direction that we're moving in is to provide a safer living environment for those that are in structured living, recovery houses, sober houses, Oxford houses, and such.
That's beautiful.
Because I really think that the owners of these homes should know that there's products and services available to help people like you that want to stay clean, and maybe one person doesn't. That's one thing about the disease, that people will become more like the disease than they will be to become like a recovering person.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, you know, you might not think that's true, but it is. Because that's what we've done our whole lives. We've always lived in that dark side, you know what I mean? And to move into some kind of light and positive, it's hard.
It's easier just to stay in the dark.
Absolutely,
we'll shine the light for a little bit. And
look, I still like the dark. I mean, you know, but I just don't live in it anymore.
No.
You're aware of it.
Exactly.
You know, you get to a point where you don't want to live in the dark anymore. I didn't.
I'm glad you don't.
Thank God. I really don't.
I refuse to.
What are you smiling
about? I'm not.
About?
I'm sorry.
You're not nervous.
I was
going to
say, oh my God.
You're not nervous. I love it.
I was going to say live, period. I mean, I was at the point where a gun to my head would have been better. At some points, you know, and then recovery is possible, you know, but.
Well, how'd you get here? Tell us what happened. I mean, that's important, Johnny? Like beginnings. Oh, yeah. We're talking about beginnings now.
Wow.
Because most people think that they can't have a beginning.
Don't forget the end.
Hopelessness.
But
there's never an end.
There's no end.
It's but that desperation. How about that? Don't ever forget that.
That's a gift.
How about when destination turns into enthusiasm like we have tonight? How about that?
Enthusiasm?
Yeah.
Wow. That.
We rock. We are.
That comes from the Greek word enthusiast.
Already
which is God-centered. God-centered is enthusiasm. Well, Stacey, come on, kick it. You know, look, we're letting you off the hook. We're not.
Okay.
We're not. It's not going to happen.
All right. Well, I think as a lot of people will say, I was definitely born an addict. Addict tendencies before the drinking and drugs came in. Like stealing, little things like that. Very young, I started with stupid things. Even if it was for the ice cream man, I stole the money and hid it under my bed. Yeah. So
my language, ice cream.
No, I'm serious. No, yeah. And you know, I was like, I mean, it was no profound. Like when I took my first drink, or it wasn't that until drugs came into the picture later on. But I come from an alcohol and addict family. Both my parents are alcoholics. My mom is in recovery. Very proud of her today.
Way to go, Mom.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Mom's coming up on 5 years.
Congratulations.
Marsha. Marsha.
Yeah,
she's a blonde, too. Blue-eyed blonde.
Marsha.
Yes.
But it reminds me of a TV show I used to watch when I was a kid.
Really?
What was the name of that show?
Oh, God.
Brady. I mean, I'm going way back.
The Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch. That's it. Marsha.
She gets it every day. She gets it every day.
Right over your head.
Is he in the same room?
Marsha.
You had to say Marsha.
I had to say Marsha.
I'm a little slow.
It's okay. Okay.
So continue.
Okay. So like I said, my family were a bunch of alcoholics and addicts. So it was like present to me very early on in my life. Drinking was, I mean, I come from an Italian family, so the watered down wine when I'm like 10 years old was very normal. I'm sorry, they would water it down, but you know, I don't suggest that to your kids.
They didn't water it down to make it last longer?
No, no. But drugs, haha. No, drugs came in very early on in my life. I was started when I was about 13. We'll say the devil's lettuce, but started on really young, and from there, pot. The devil's lettuce, get it? No, okay, whatever. I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe that's that Trentonian stuff.
Devil's lettuce. Oh yeah, I get it.
Oh my God. Okay, I'll just say pot next time. I'm sorry.
I'm glad you're not nervous anymore.
I am so nervous, but it's
clean for too long. I don't know what this stuff is.
You guys are killing me. I can't even. Okay, so it started really young. I stayed involved in sports. That kept me out of a lot of trouble for a really long time. It took my anger out. I mean, and me and my mom had a very toxic relationship. I mean, her alcoholism affected me. We would fight to the death almost every day. And I was kicked out very young, just to be kicked out. Like, but I was a wild child. I mean, I had no really respect for my parents. I graduated. I got to high school, and I graduated high school. And that's only by the grace of God, because by my senior year, I had a full-blown habit. And I thought I had it hidden well, but I did not. You know, I thought I had it hidden from the world, and I didn't. And when I got the opportunity to go to college, I didn't go. I copped out and went to community college. Even though I did get accepted, I wanted to stay where my drugs were, where my family was, where I was comfortable. And then I ended up dropping out of college when things came in, and I started living in the streets of Trenton, and I did everything. I mean, I prostituted. I would do anything for means and drugs, for alcohol. I would do anything, and it didn't matter. It didn't matter who I hurt. And most importantly, I was hurting myself, but at that point, I really didn't care. So, I mean, after a 5-year really long heroin addiction, I got to a bottom, and I was finally, I mean, I've been locked up plenty of times. Shout out Hamilton Police. No. They know me by name. No. No, that I'm sorry, but I did. I'm sorry.
She's a liar.
Oh God.
Shout out to Hamilton.
No, just kidding. Great guys. So I was facing 2 to 5 years in jail, and no pun intended, I really don't think I would have lasted long. And at this point, I would thought in my head, like I had saw, I don't know why I remember this, but I saw my mother in the grocery store, and I was in the bean aisle. I know that's weird, but I was in the bean aisle, and I saw her, and she said, "Why can't you just get your life together?" And I looked my mother in the eyes, and I said, "Some of us are meant to die in those streets." And that's how I felt. I was meant to die in the streets. I was living in crack houses. I was doing everything you could think of. And there was no hope. I was a worthless, hopeless junkie. I'm sorry, I was. And again, so I ran from the cops for like 2 weeks. I did. And I called my mother and I said, now they, bless their heart, they had pulled an intervention on me a year before that. And at that point, I was 21 years old. And I said, listen, you know, and I was sick and tired of being sick and tired then. But I was 21 and I still thought I had a run in me still. And I didn't go. So in that year, I dug a basement to my rock bottom. And that's when it really got dark. When I say dark, where suicide was probably the only option. I'd wake up and, you know, no one wakes up a drug addict. Like, I mean, I didn't wake up one day and say, oh, I want to be a heroin addict. No, it gradually over time, you know, and it's a big epidemic in Jersey. It's huge, the pills and everything. And it all started there. It all progressed. And by the time, at the end of my run, I called my mother. It was like 5:30 in the morning and I was really messed up. And I called her and I said, book the plane ticket. I mean, I had no shot in hell where I was, staying sober or even staying alive. And my parents, you know, all the sleepless nights I've given them and everything, you know, they were done. They had changed the locks. It was, I could always go home, but this time there was no going home. So real quick, so then I arrived, I woke up on the plane. I had never been on a plane in my life. And I woke up in Florida and I did, I but wherever you go, there you are. And I managed to get clean in Florida for 3 years. And so whatever, long story short, and I worked a program really hard and then I lost those 3 years. And then last year it was harder for me to come back than it was staying out at some point. Mm-hmm. The guilt, the shame after having years in recovery. Mm-hmm. So about 20, I am 25 days clean, you know, so it's amazing. It's awesome. It is. And first time in Jersey, you know, so, so I threw myself into the program 25 days ago and I can remember it. Like I have to really keep it green and keep it fresh where I was 25 days ago. Like I said, it's live or die. I think for all of us, it is, it's live or die. And, at least for me, it was, and I 25 days ago, I started hitting meetings again and I got really involved and I met wonderful women who are sitting next to me today and have supported me and are bringing me around other women and men and people that work a program. At least, you know, you can talk the talk all day, but do you walk the walk? Yes. And I know that I've thrown myself into this recovery, and I have a sponsor who has a sponsor. And I'm just great. I mean, in 25 days, a lot has changed. Mom's not really sleeping with her purse anymore, which is a great thing. And, I'm sorry, but sorry, Mom.
Do you know that there's anything in it?
There is, knowing her. But in recovery, life happens. Does happen, you know. Other addictions come in play, like a shopping addiction, a sex addiction. I will be honest, you know, it happens. And
so you have an affair with Louis Vuitton?
Yeah.
And Gucci?
Something like that. I mean, I bought this outfit today for this radio show. I did. Mom did. Mom did.
I thought if I took it down the first floor.
25 days, no job.
That's the best. What is it, Michael Kors? I didn't see it. Show it to us.
It's really nothing that crazy. I mean, it's a bunch of stores. It's the mall. Forever 21.
He was in shock.
I don't really want to. Should, are we giving that credit?
Yeah,
but.
You know.
No, we're not going to do
twirl.
It.
No, so the point is, I mean, you know.
The gifts of sobriety. Oh, my God.
Your life has evolved. I mean, would you have been thinking about these things 26 days ago?
No.
No.
Absolutely not. No.
So that's right? The miracle.
I'm so
that is a miracle.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry I'm talking so much, but.
That's okay.
I feel like people need to hear, like, how, especially these parents.
I need to hear it. We all need to hear it.
I've lost so many friends in the last week, you know, on Facebook, it's just, you see it every day. And it's like, that really could be me. And it was me. I'm alive today. That's the gifts of sobriety. I'm alive. I'm sitting here with you wonderful people. And I mean, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry because,
crying is good.
It is good, but.
I'm not going to cry.
Cleanses the soul.
I'm not going to, no, but.
Cleanses the soul, Stacey.
I seriously would not be here and have this opportunity to share with others that it is possible. I think we've all been there. And again, just the gratitude and the things, just in 24 days, 25 days, it's the things that I've gotten back, you know, in relationships and my family and you know, and they're still very sketchy, you know, and I don't blame them. Like I said to you guys earlier, I earned that seat.
So let me ask you a question. Do you know that you never have to have 24 days clean again?
I do. I mean, as an addict, we all think, you know, I'm an addict. I got to touch a stove 5 times to realize.
How do you think?
I think that I am a bad drug addict and never can do drugs again. And I should never do drugs again. And that my life is worth it today. It's worth it. It's so worth it. Life is beautiful. I wake up every day and I see the sky and I automatically pray. Mm. Just grateful for another day, alive and sober. Not withdrawing from drugs. I mean, come on now. It's all about the next one when we're out there. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so if anybody needs to make a call, I mean, I don't know the number.
Yeah, call in, please.
I have the number right in front of me. Okay, good. I have it stored in my phone, too.
Remembering the number would be too much for me.
Okay, give us a call. You can talk to our guests. You can ask any questions. You can even ask Artie a question if you want to.
Yeah. I'll answer.
He'll use that iPad that he's got over there.
Yeah, this is great.
609-902-9271. You want to get involved with the great things that City of Angels does? It's www.cityofangelsnj.org. And if you're, I don't know, if one of your friends is listening, get on coaradio.com. You can listen to us. You can talk to us. We love to hear from you, so give us a call. Start lighting it up.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, you know, chime in. I mean, this is just, you know, a great thing that's going on. I mean, for real. And I noticed the tone of the show change when we sort of connected with how our beginnings were.
Oh God! And my heart is still beating 1,000 miles per minute, but
that's good.
But when I share, if I don't get honest, like who else can relate to me? Especially another addict. Like if I don't share that rawness, then I'm not going to be able to help anybody.
Subject you're passionate about.
I am.
You're an inspiration.
Thank you.
Yeah, and all three of them.
And what you guys do is amazing. You know, you guys are helping freely to other addicts, and that's something. That I'm very passionate about. Someone just called in. I'm like, oh God, please don't be someone I know.
Well, no, that would be
good. That would be awesome.
I mean, you know, support is good, Stacy.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Brittany. I'm Stacy's
daughter.
Oh my God, she's my sponsee sister.
How you doing?
Yo, what's up, Brittany? What's going on?
An awesome job, all three of you girls. I'm sitting at home right now.
Yay!
And everything you guys said is exactly what I needed to hear.
Oh,
hi, Brittany.
That's what I've been going through the last few days, and like everything was just on point.
Oh,
so I'm glad I listened.
That's my girl.
You too. We're meeting tomorrow.
Right.
She's coming up on 2 years. She is from my hometown. Nice. She knows me from my really bad beginnings.
I'm glad you called in, Brittany. Yeah.
Brittany, we
welcome that. I mean, I love callers.
Hi, baby.
That's
Alice.
Yeah.
My voice. I'm like, I
love
her. Aww.
And when I say other women, like Brittany is one of the first women that came. She was the first woman I saw speak. And she really reached her hand out to me. And obviously we have the same sponsor. And she works a hell of a program. Hell of a program. I mean, and when you say, like, when I said talk the talk, like, when you look at someone and you hear them share or speak, you know when they're actually apply these steps to their lives. You know, practice these principles in all our affairs. She's one of them.
Nice.
100%.
That's good enough for me.
Thanks for calling, Britt.
So why don't you keep the website and listen to us in the future shows?
I definitely will.
And give us a call, and maybe we'll get you on the show soon.
Oh, hear that? We'll get you on the show.
I do. I know now. But thank you guys for everything you do. And lady, thank you again so much. And
I love you.
Thank you, Brittany. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Good night.
The night is young, right, so Mr. John?
Yes, it is.
I mean, come on. We only have so much time in a day, so I try to live every day like it's my first.
Amen.
Oh.
Nice. Never heard that, did you?
Neither did I. Or you heard it.
I said you never heard that.
Stick around. You're going to hear a lot
more.
Well,
look what happened, right? The tone of the show, you know, it sets in the first
kind of up and down,
minutes. But once the ladies started sharing, it was like...
We opened them up like a can of sardines.
Oh, God.
I didn't quite think of it like that.
Well, you know what? I mean, that's why I'm here.
Boy, you're lighting it up tonight, bro. What's up?
Well, I was missed. I mean, and this is, you know, a very heartfelt experience for me. Day in and day out, just being able to, you know, walk the earth. Plus, you know, my mom doesn't have cancer. I've been concerned about that.
That's amazing.
You know, and I've been praying. And prayer works. And
yes, it does.
I turned my back on God when I was 17 years old, and I never asked him to be part of my life again.
Mm.
I felt like he abandoned me. He took the people away from me that I loved. And I lived in that for a long time. And not anymore. I know he's got my back and he's everywhere I am.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
That is.
Is that lighting it up, Mr. Johnny, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, so, yeah. We're smoking tonight, baby.
No, I mean, well, you know what? I mean, it's...
Okay. We've come to the top.
Here we go.
How about that?
This is like...
I love this. It's my
thing. I know. And you always put
top
me
of the
on
hour.
The spot.
We got to tell people www.cityofangelsnj.org. Go on there. Look around. See where your niche is. They love volunteers. You know... That was nice. and if you want to get on, listen to the show at coaradio.com. And tonight we have Marie, Allison, and Stacy, who all three of them just so eloquently summed up their active addiction and their recovery in few words. Very well done.
Thank you.
Thanks again for being here.
And, thanks for having us.
You know, we do so many good things. Artie is he's awesome. He's our engineer, and he guides us and gives us cues. He just told me it was the top of the hour.
So
that's how I know. But I mean,
checking.
You know, we got some good things
that
coming
up. That
is so
corny. That I mean, it's just
no, I like it.
So
but
corny,
no, it really is.
Smile.
You know,
what do we? We got an anniversary show coming up.
Yes, we do. We're thinking April or May. I'm trying to push it off.
Yeah, it's getting later and later. When we first talked about it, it was March.
Yeah, well. You know, we've had a few delays.
Yeah.
You know, life shows up, right, Art?
Life
I
shows
mean,
up.
You know, who knew that it was going to be icy rain last week or 2 weeks ago?
Yes, so we can have a bigger...
What's... I can't find the word. You're the word guy, anyway.
So. Well, I'm a word guy, yeah, but I guess event or celebration. I don't know, memorable experience? I mean,
pretty much.
You know, yeah. Flip a coin. I mean...
So,
flip a medallion.
I have a question for you guys that I just thought of. I get a lot of thoughts in my head. Most of them have to be discarded, though.
Yes. Oh, God.
This one.
Keep coming back, John.
There's nowhere else to go, so I don't.
So, is that why you spend died. Your. Are you just discarding all your thoughts
so
when you and I have conversations?
Was...
I'm thinking, like, wow.
No, when we're having a conversation, I can't wait till you be quiet so I can talk.
Oh, God.
I'm thinking about what I'm going to say.
I'm usually quiet, you know that.
So
I don't think that at all. She don't think and I don't know. So
I just was called a liar.
Very eloquently though.
Very eloquently.
Very eloquently.
I did not. I just said I don't know if I
well, we got
never
a little spat on
quiet.
The air. Right.
You've been talking
I have my
That's
moment.
That's okay.
I have my moment.
That's
we're
good.
Not really seeing them.
She doesn't know me. She's busting my chops. I love it. That's great.
Of course.
Are you calling to be on radio? Okay, hold on a second.
What is this? Hi there.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Dave from Bucks County.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Dave, how are you? Good man, I woke up this morning.
I don't have a rhyme like that, but I'm just as good as that.
He's pretty good with those rhymes.
Blessed by the best.
So what's the topic tonight?
Whatever you want to talk about.
Structured living.
It's what?
It's what?
Structured living, you know. The beginnings of the recovery process, where it's taken you, some of the decisions you made, the pain that you felt. Where did you end up, and how happy you are now as a result of making all those decisions through listening?
Active listening.
Right. So where did recovery take you today, Dave?
What did you do for your recovery today, Dave? It's calling you out.
Right?
Dave, how much
did
you...
Did you hear that, Dave? They asked, what did you... Okay.
You have to think about it. There's a problem.
What did he say?
Dave, it sounds like you didn't do too much today.
What did you do for your recovery today, Dave? Can you answer that?
And we're live. And he hung up.
Oh, we lost him.
Dave, thanks for calling.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Are we at that time? For the...
Did he have a question for us?
The topic. He asked about what was the topic.
What the topic was.
I
did.
I think Dave was trying to listen and talk at the same time, maybe?
Yeah,
on the iPhone.
What are you thinking?
Can you do that? Like, we're going to get a little...
I don't believe in it.
Yeah.
They say that you cannot literally multitask. Yeah, I'm pretty good at... I like having multiple things to do at one time. Does that make sense?
But I guess the question is
do you get bored quickly?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind
of. But she needs constant stimulus.
When you're doing multiple things, what are you actually completing?
I was going to say, what do you start? You got to finish. You know?
Right. Yeah. So
isn't it about finishing?
Always. It's always about finishing.
See, that's my little pet peeve with multitasking. And I've had some conversations about it, too. They didn't go over all that well, either.
Sure they did.
Not whatsoever.
Before we get to your word of the week.
Word of the week. Yes, I have a few because we've missed a couple of weeks.
Right, you make up for lost time.
Well, I can't do that, John. But I can, you know, create a new beginning.
We could always do that.
Yes.
So what did you three, our guests, think of the show now that you've been involved with it?
I love it. I want to come back.
I love it.
Saved my life.
Great to be a part of.
Definitely.
I'm really happy that you guys came on. I thought I was going to get some resistance.
I'm really grateful that you asked. I was shocked when you first asked me. I'm like,
really?
Me? You want me on there? Okay.
Yeah, I was really excited.
Well, yeah, why with not? My queen time excited. When I saw you guys, I was like, well, and you guys were like, oh, bring her in. I'm like, yeah. What the?
What did you think?
Johnny's been asking me for months.
Yeah. Yeah,
can you come a month and
I'm so glad you showed up finally.
Me
too. It's all about showing up.
Yes, it is.
But it's all about showing up show for other things that you're responsible for too. So
right.
I have to show up where I'm supposed to be at. But when I have the time to show up for other things, I do. So when I had the opportunity. And then when I heard when I was with Marie, I was so excited. And then when you asked to invite Stacy, I'm like, oh, it would be great.
So I think it was
I'm so glad you guys invited me, but I mean, this girl again, I met her and I knew her less than 24 hours and you know, she was just really willing. I hope it's my sister.
There's a Dave that hung up on us.
With women.
We gotta fix that.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Stephanie?
I'm just calling for my sister, Stacy.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's awesome.
She'll make me cry.
I think good. I'm going to cry.
Maybe you should.
Can you hear me?
We don't have any tissues.
Well, a shirt will do. Come here. No, I'm just kidding. That's a huge one for me. My sister is, she was the one person that did pick me up, you know, every time. You know, like I said, how many times can you really hurt somebody before they check out? And she got married recently and I was able to attend, but how present was I on drugs, you know? Which we talked about today, Steph. But she is, she's a true fighter. I always said to myself, how did we come from the same household and she made it out the person she is and I came out an addict, you know? And, you know, she just took advantage of her life and went with everything. And, she is my idol. She really is. She's a school teacher. She's trying to have a baby right now. And if I stay clean and sober, I'll be a part of that, you know? But at one point she checked out and she had to, and I don't blame her. And we're just now if I wouldn't have gotten clean, I wouldn't have booked my sister today. And,
congratulations on your wedding.
Yes.
Yeah, and your baby, and you're a teacher, and it's good that...
I'm proud of Stacy. I did check out for a little while. I actually really haven't been able to get through much recently just because, you know, I love her and everything, but, you know, even when she's my sister, it can only take so much, and I just pray that... Absolutely. She sticks with it because she's such a good person and has so much to offer when, you know, she's sober, and I just
really
hope that she sticks with it, and I love her, and I'll be there for her as long as, you know, she keeps fighting, so.
I love you, Steph.
I love you,
too. Thank you, Steph. Appreciate that.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you for calling, Steph.
Thanks for calling.
It's hard for me to hear you guys, so I'm going to hang up.
Okay. I'll talk to you later, hopefully. Hopefully. No. Gifts of recovery. I get my sister back in my life, you know.
Keep her.
Absolutely. She's amazing. I know. Like I said, I earned that seat, so.
I don't want to call. You guys are popular.
Popping in the T-Town in the house. Just kidding.
Would we miss a call?
Yeah.
Oh, my brother.
Well, I mean, if it's, girlfriend. You know, they'll call back. It's probably Dave because he had to.
Dave?
He had to look up his right. What he did today for his recovery, like in his reminder section of the phone. You know, right, Allison?
I tried calling back.
Well, no problem.
The first time Dave
get the word of the weekend.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just kind of, you know.
There's her.
Another call.
Saved by the phone call. Love it. God loves me.
Hi, you calling for clean and sober? Hi, hold on, I'm going to put you on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how Hi. Are you? Thanks for
calling.
Hi. Is that Katie?
Is that your sister?
Hi, Katie.
Katie, what's going on?
I can't hear you guys that well.
My sister said the same thing. She just texted
what's
me
up that. With that.
Katie, can you hear me?
What, it's going to be hard.
No, really, honestly, I heard yelling, like, can you hear me?
Well, why did you call today?
Because you told me to.
Well, that's good. You listen.
Katie's
you listen.
In recovery, too.
Direction. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Listening is good.
Yeah.
You have, a lot of people are there.
Yeah.
You have any, Katie, we love you.
We do love you. You have any questions for our guests?
No.
No?
Okay. Just a phone call to support, huh?
Yeah.
I can help you out with
actually,
a question.
Katie actually is my sister in recovery. And nice. She's been an inspiration to me, too. She got here before me, and she's inspired me. She's my baby sister, and I'm inspired by her.
Oh,
yes.
She's a beautiful, amazing. Actually, that's who I did the radio show with when I had, like, 9 months. It was Relationships in Recovery, and it was
nice.
Me and my sister.
Yeah.
And what
are you guys on Angel?
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, oh my God, that's awesome. Okay, I love this show. That was cool. I listen to this on podcast every once in a while. It's a really good inspirational show, honestly.
Nice.
I mean, for people around the world to understand, like, I don't know. I was like, tell people, I got clean when I was 23. I'm 26 now. And I was young and have a lot of fun clean. I don't really have any questions other than if you guys
want to
help me move.
Yeah,
yeah,
we gotta go.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
I could probably tell a few people to move you.
Tell them. You could tell.
Is that Ken?
It is.
It
yes.
is Ken.
Okay, I know Kenny. I know your voice pretty well now.
I know you do.
Oh, God.
All right.
Okay, then. Next question.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm blushing. Wait.
Think we have another call.
You know anything you need.
Good night, love.
Love you. Thank you.
Love you.
Stay
clean.
Love you.
Shit.
There was another one of.
Okay, back to you.
Yeah, I mean, a great show, you know.
It's awesome.
What support, right? You have such support. It's an amazing thing. You do.
I like that.
You're amazing.
But you're a supportive person.
It's easy to cling to.
You're amazing.
I mean, really? It is. Absolutely.
Yeah. What's the word of 2016? Awesome. I never use that word.
Awesome.
It's sort of like
that. That is incredible.
I think it's a joyzy thing.
Maybe you should use it
more. Look at
so.
Us having a theme club.
Yeah.
Tell
me
awesome.
It just came to mind.
Oh, you're on the air.
Another caller.
All right.
Taylor?
Hi.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
This is my brother's girlfriend.
Hi,
Hi, brother's girlfriend, yes. Taylor.
Did I meet her?
Taylor, she actually struggled with depression. She okay. with uh-huh. cutting and another addiction, and she's fought her way out of it. And
nice. I'm glad to hear
yeah.
that.
Me too. She's an amazing
How
girl.
How did you fight your way out of it?
What?
Can you hear us? So they asked you how are you dealing with your depression and stuff like that? How did you make your way out of it? How did you get happy again?
Actually, Stacey, you helped me.
Oh, I love you. No, she's a strong girl. I mean, she sees everything. She saw everything 23 days ago, 24 days ago, and I brought her everywhere with me, nice. Where I was going, doing the bad stuff, not the good stuff. Brought her around it but again, another one that just, you know, kind of smiled through it and stuck by my side and kept telling me I had potential and just to, you know, get it together. And she's like I said, she had her own issues, and she helps me as much as I can help her.
That's you know. Now that's incredible.
Mm-hmm. She does.
That's amazing.
She's a beautiful girl, and I mean, she fights the good fight too, you know. And she's very young, and my brother had a little problem as well, and he fought his way out of it. You know. Chucky.
Hey.
Sean Chweecham, he said. Chucky, why don't you come on the phone?
He's very embarrassed. He doesn't want to.
Chucky, get on. Oh,
Chucky, are
there's
you
nothing
nervous?
To be embarrassed about.
You're nervous as Stacy was, Chuck?
Yeah, all of us were nervous tonight.
Yeah.
So we get it.
So.
Chucky.
Everyone can say that.
Put it on speaker so you can.
What's up, Chuck?
That's my little brother.
How you doing, my friend?
Chucky, why don't you tell us a little bit how you got out of it with it, with, you know, when you started with the pills and stuff.
What?
Oh my God. I think I barely hear. Well, anyway, yeah, he just, yeah, it's hard to hear. Again, he's another one that I don't know if he's an addict though. He's a good mix between me and my sister. You know, he had the willpower to stop. I didn't. You know, I let it take control.
I heard of that being possible.
He did. No, he did. And
I heard of that.
You
heard of that?
He's an amazing kid.
I did too. Apparently, it don't work for me. Though.
I don't know how they came up as good as they did. But again, I struggled, and again, family's a big thing. Again, if addiction runs in your family and all
family
that stuff, family
first,
yeah. But again, he's another one that checked out too. He knows brutally because he's a little younger. So he saw it firsthand, you know, the stuff I was doing for drugs and stuff like that, and was ashamed of it, completely embarrassed. And I don't blame him. But we live in the same home, so it's very hard. We fight like cats and dogs, but I've seen it since I've gotten sober, him come around.
Yeah,
he wants nothing to do with me when I'm using. When I, you know, he has took his life and turned it around a lot quicker than I did. So I'm very proud of him for that.
We're proud of you too, Chucky.
We're proud of you, Chuck.
We're proud of you, Chuck.
Keep supporting this girl here.
I love you, Boo Boo.
Thanks for calling.
He's 20 years old. I still call him Boo Boo. Thanks for calling, guys.
Thanks.
Taylor, I love you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, that's good. A lot of support. People calling
Man,
in now.
Man,
you know.
They're ringing it off the hook.
Maybe because I told everyone to call.
And you're not getting out of the word.
Maria has...
No.
Maria
no.
has someone calling. Marie.
No.
Well, what did you no. say?
How do you
when they said...
Manny Mo.
Marie.
Eenie Marie.
Marie.
That's actually All right, my middle
Mr.
name.
McDonald.
That's everybody's middle name.
That's
okay.
My sister's middle name.
Do we have a word
you know
of
what
the
time
week?
It is, don't you?
Where are we?
He said he couldn't.
There we go.
I know. You know what? I mean, it's...
Hamilton said it was voicemail. Did you turn off the phone?
No.
He Felicia'd her.
Hello, we're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Yeah, we're hello.
Oh,
hi, you're on the air.
Is this your friend?
Oh, no.
Well, I was just thinking that instead of having the word for the week, we should probably maybe get the phone installed.
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
If you have us back on the show, we'll have more people call.
You know.
He's pushy.
It's not in the budget.
Phone, like.
Dream big, they say.
I love
That's a no.
I love it. He's the best. Too.
What a show. This is a record for phone calls, by the way.
But
really?
I'll tell you what, though. I was thinking about the word of the week, and it actually started transpiring while we were eating.
Mm.
Just the few conversations we were having, mm-hmm. you know, the love that we were able to show each other. And I came up with the word enthusiasm, actually.
Good word.
The word enthusiasm came to my mind because it's an intense and eager enjoyment, interest, or approval.
Nice.
Nice.
And it was intense.
Good. And
the intensity carried. And, you know, it's a strong feeling of active interest in something that you like or enjoy.
Mm.
Wow.
You know, I used to think that that was drugs. You know,
that's great because I'm enthusiastic.
I am too.
Our guests are enthusiastic.
That's why I picked the word.
And Artie's as enthusiastic as he's going to be.
Yes.
That's right. Woo!
Woo!
So we gotta go around the table, and we usually do this, and we gotta do it quickly because we're running out of time.
You are?
Okay.
Time flies when you're having so much fun.
Yes, it does.
One word to describe your life right now. One word.
To describe my life?
Yes.
I don't know.
One word. No.
Move on.
Yeah, I'll come back to me.
You can come back to you.
Too much going on in my life.
No comebackers.
No comebackers.
Cursing.
The first word that comes to your mind.
This word I use all the time through my recovery. Inspiration. Inspired.
Inspired. I like that.
You're making a face. They can't see the face.
I know they can't see my face, but I'm making one.
I have a face for radio.
It's fulfilling.
Good word. That's what something
fulfilling. I love that.
We have radio faces.
You ever heard that?
That's why we're on the radio and not TV.
I'll say grateful. I'm
Rush. She stole
good.
My word.
Ha ha.
We can do doubles.
Grateful's good.
No double dipping.
Marty, what do you got?
Word. Positive.
Anxious.
Nervous? Are you nervous?
He's nervous.
He's nervous.
He's nervous. The anxiousness.
I'm nervous. I'm anxious. That's
the he changed the anxious. Nervous to anxious.
He's ready to go home.
No.
He's tapping his foot. That's never
been. Artie just woke up. He just woke up. How about you, Ken? What's your word?
Do you really want to know?
I really want to know.
Wow. I have so many words, but the first words that come to my mind is impeccable.
Mm. Okay.
I think Brad.
Can you spell that? No, I'm just kidding.
I-M-P-E-C-C-A-B-L-E.
Oboe.
Impeccable.
That was a good word.
Mowry.
My word is my favorite word of all time. Kenny knows it. I think Artie knows it by now, too.
I probably heard it.
What's my word?
I do. And you know what? I was going to use that word, but, you know, I mean, Marie and I were talking about fulfilling and contentment and grateful mm-hmm. and inspirational and enthusiastic and tranquil. We were talking about earlier.
There it
so
is.
That's Johnny's word for the week because that's
Which
what
one?
His
tranquil?
Life is. Tranquil.
I like that.
He passed me the ball and I picked it up.
Very nice.
And I always liked that word because when I was a young boy, I was young.
You're still young.
You're still a young boy, John.
I remember the astronauts going to the moon.
Oh, wow.
And where they landed, first time, was the Sea of Tranquility.
Mm.
I never forgot that. Mm. And what it reminded me of was just contentment, peace.
Mm.
Never forgot that feeling, and I was 9 years old.
Wow.
How about that?
No,
well, next week, maybe we'll talk about Aurora Borealis.
Borealis.
Yes, I mispronounced it. Leave it to me to mispronounce
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
You talk about a sea of tranquility, talk about that. Beautiful.
Okay.
What a place.
They used to call me that in high school.
Among other things.
Art. Among other things.
You know,
he said anxious.
Anxious? Why? What's going on? Do you need somebody to talk to? Do you want to make a phone call? I mean, come on.
Do we have donuts?
Tomorrow we find out whether my grandchild is going to be a boy.
Aww.
Nice. So, yeah, okay, anxious,
so
yeah.
Oh,
are you having a reveal
you don't have
party?
Anything on there for that?
I'm not.
Well, you're not, but are they?
Actually, I thought they were going to.
They were going to do?
Involved in a reveal party? That's pretty cool.
Well, they're in California. And I'm here,
so you're just going to get a phone call.
Oh, I thought they were in Florida.
He'll find out through Facebook.
Cali? Nice.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, congratulations, my friend. Oh boy.
Let me know. We'll make a crib mattress for the baby.
That would certainly explain the anxiety.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up. I want to thank my guests, Stacey, Allison, and Marie.
Any closing comments?
Any closing thoughts? Shout outs?
Heartfelt wishes?
Just a thank you.
Thank you, and for anyone who's struggling, keep coming back. It does happen. It can happen for you. And we're here to love you.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to thank everybody for a great show. Once again, Ken McDonald, my co-host, Artie, and myself, on behalf of all the whole team, I want to thank you for listening. And if you have any questions, you can reach me at john@treatmentready.com. You can email me if you want to be on the show. You can give me a call, 267-338-5077. We'd love to hear from you. And that is a wrap. See you next week. Thanks. Bye.
Chasing down the days of fear, chasing down a dream before it disappeared. I was aching to be somewhere near. Your voice was all I heard. I was shaking from a storm in me, haunted by the specters that we had to see. Yeah, I wanted.